Wisconsin's K-12 funding cuts lead the nation. Wisconsin cuts to school aid are the deepest among 24 states where budget information is available. That, according to the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, Mary Bell, president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council, says the report reveals what her members have said all along.
That Governor Walker's extreme cuts to public education are even extreme in a year when budget cuts are happening in states across the country. That Wisconsin schools will suffer because of this, and any provisions that were made simply cannot make up for the kind of cuts that we've been looking at from this legislature and from this governor.
The Liberal Policy Group says the Badger State reduced funding by $635 per student this fall. That's more than larger states like California and New York. Bell says this report vindicates WEAC's concerns.
Really verifying what we've said all along, what superintendents across this state have in large measure said. There are some districts where this isn't true, but by and large, superintendents and administrations and school boards that were paying attention to their budgets knew they were not going to have what they needed to provide the same services to kids. It's simply not possible.
The report also says Wisconsin slashed its state aid by nearly $800 per student over the last 4 years. That's the fourth deepest cut in the nation. The report attributes education cuts to depressed revenues, rising costs, depleted emergency federal aid, and scant new state revenue this year. Under the state budget that took effect July 1st, Governor Scott Walker gave schools a chance to offset at least part of the funding cuts by making employees pay more toward their health insurance and pensions. Bell says those so-called tools don't make up for the cuts, and despite the best efforts by teachers, the quality of education will deteriorate. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.